By early 1985, Burl Smith was also ready to leave. He had worried that it would be hard to quit if Jobs tried to talk him out of it. The reality distortion field was usually too strong for him to resist. So he plotted with Hertzfeld how he could break free of it. "I've got it," he told Hertzfeld one day. "I know the perfect way to quit that will nullify the reality distortion field. I'll just walk into Steve's office, pull down my pants, and urinate on his desk. What could he say to that? It's guaranteed to work." The betting on the Mac team was that even brave Burl Smith would not have the gumption to do that. When he finally decided he had to make his break around the times of Jobs' birthday bash, he made an appointment to see Jobs. He was surprised to find Jobs smiling broadly when he walked in. "Are you going to do it? Are you really going to do it?" Jobs asked. He had heard about the plan. Smith looked at him. "Do I have to? I'll do it if I have to." Jobs gave him a look, and Smith decided it wasn't necessary. So he resigned less dramatically and walked out on good terms. He was quickly followed by another of the great Macintosh engineers, Bruce Horn. When Horn went in to say goodbye, Jobs told him, "Everything that's wrong with the Mac is your fault." Horn responded, "Well, actually, Steve, a lot of the things that are right with the Mac are my fault, and I had to fight like crazy to get those things in." "You're right," admitted Jobs. "I'll give you 15,000 shares to stay." When Horn declined the offer, Jobs showed his warmer side. "Well, give me a hug," he said, and so they hugged.